Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to my program Here, There, and Everywhere. This is Watcher Ruth. It's the last day, I think it is the last day of July, 7/30/2013. Good morning. In the morning, we're having a wonderful morning. God spoke to me this morning, looking for what to speak about and thinking about what to speak about this morning. I listened to a program with Steve Quayle and the Guerrilla Economist yesterday. And boy, what a dismal outlook it is for us. The economy is about to crash. People are scurrying around like little mice, confused and harried and bumping into walls and just not know what to do with themselves because of all the confusion and chaos going around in the world, all just based in this carbon system that we're in. Well, I don't know. Some say, Dolores, you're just a doom monger. Listening to all these programs that tell you about all these things that are going to go on. Are you a realist? Are you a doom monger? Do you read that book that's just a fantasy? It's not really real. It's just kind of a history book, you know. Well, I don't know. Hard to say. I was going through my drive-through where I get my coffee. Little small business I have in Estacada here. Little gal that's got a coffee cart kind of off the way, and she doesn't get a whole lot of business, so I make sure I go over to her when I get my mocha frappuccino, which I like a couple times a week. And as I was driving through yesterday, I noticed all these chemtrails. I mean, they were just everywhere. I sat there while she made my mocha frappuccino, and I could have counted 15 lines across the sky. And I said to the lady, wow, you get to see these bird's eye view of all these chemtrails here. And, you know, she was in total denial that they were even what I said they were. Even though they're there every day and she looks at them. Here we are. We are surrounded by this reality that is not real. And there are those that would like us to think that we are not carrying around the shield of faith, a helmet of salvation, and the sword of truth. But we know we are. We're not fear-mongers or doom-mongers because we have a word of truth. We know what the truth is. The truth is this, from Psalms 55:22, give your burdens to the Lord. He will carry them. He will not permit the godly to slip or to fall. He sends my enemies to the pit of the desolation. Murderers and liars will not live out half of their days, but I am trusting him to save me. Yes, the King of creation, the one that made the plan for us. You know, we as these, what they say, doom-mongers, look to the Word of God. We know that in Psalms 56:3 and 4 it says, but when I am afraid, I put my confidence in you. I trust your promises. And since I'm trusting in you, what can mere man do? We're not fear-mongers. We know what the truth is. We know that in Psalms 27 it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear when evil men come to destroy me? They will stumble and fall. Yes, though a mighty army marches against me, my heart shall know no fear. I am confident that God will save me. The one thing I want from God, the thing I seek most of all, is the privilege of meditating in his temple, living in his presence every day of my life, delighting in his incomparable perfection and glory. There I'll be when trouble comes, and he hides me. He sets me up on a high rock, out of the reach of my enemies. And when I am there, I will bring him sacrifices and sing joy and sing praises with joy. Listen to my petition, Lord. Listen to my plea, Lord. Be merciful and send the help I need. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me, my people. And my heart responds, Lord, I'm coming. Do not hide yourself when I'm trying to find you. Do not angrily reject me as your servant. You've been my help in every one of my trials before. Don't forsake me, O God of salvation. Don't leave me now. Tell me what to do, O Lord, and make it plain, because I am surrounded by waiting enemies. Even the Lord God has told you that. You are surrounded by waiting enemies. You are surrounded by the fallen angels that are waiting for the right moment. And they're here. They've always been here. But don't be impatient. Wait for the Lord, and he will come and save you. Be brave. Be stout-hearted and courageous. Yes. Wait. And he will help you. Psalms 29:14. Father Creator God told me just to go through some of his words and songs that I liked. So I decided that I better do what he told me to do. So it says this. He is my strength, my shield from every danger. I trust in him, and he helped me. Joy rises in my heart until I burst out in songs and praise to him. What happiness for those whose guilt has been forgiven. What joys when sins are covered over. What relief for those who have confessed their sins and God cleared their record. Oh, Lord, I trust in you alone. Don't let any of my enemies defeat me. Rescue me, because you are the God who always does what is right. Answer me quickly when I cry out to you. Father God, incline thine ear. Bend ye low down and hear my whispered plea unto you. Be for me. Be a rock, a great rock of safety from all of my foes. Yes, because you are my rock and my fortress. I honor your name by pleading me out of this peril. into your hand. I will commit my spirit. I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. I will constantly speak of his glories and his grace. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, whose people he has chosen as his own. And he says, now I say that each believer who should confess his sin to God when he is aware of them, while there is time to be forgiven, judgment will not touch him if he does. When the great waters overflow, it shall not reach him. And I will instruct you and guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you, and I myself will be watching your progress. The Lord will never lack any good thing. Turn from all known sin and spend your time in doing good. Try to live in peace with everyone. Friendship with God is reserved for those who reverence him. With them alone, he shares the secrets of his promises. All who humble themselves before the Lord shall be given every blessing and shall have every wonderful peace. So then, trust in the Lord and be kind to others. And then you will live safely here in the land and prosper and feed in safety. Always delight in the Lord, and he will give you all of your heart's desires. In him, commit everything, because in him, his desire is a broken spirit. His desire is remorse and penance, a broken and contrite heart God will not ignore. Because it is only a fool who says to himself, there is no God. And why does he say it? Because of his wicked heart, his dark and evil deeds. God does look down from heaven, searching among all of mankind to see if there is even one single person who does the right thing and really does seek God. Most, if not all, have turned their back on him. They're all filthy with sin, corrupt and rotten, rotten through and through. But soon the unheard of terror will fall upon them. But God is my helper. God is my friend. I am sheltered like an olive tree, protected by the Lord himself. And I will trust in him. And I will trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. And my Lord, I will praise you forever for your righteousness and glory, and forever for your punishments. Because you have done it. You have scattered the bones of your enemies, and they are doomed. God has rejected them. Only the Lord himself will restore them that can ever really be happy again. He will cause the evil deeds of my enemies to boomerang upon them. Do as you promised, Lord. Put an end to these wicked men. I know every day if I lean before you, if I come before you if I turn from other gods, if I turn to you, if I confess my sin, if I allow your Holy Spirit to dwell within me, if I name you as the only Lord, for it is good that God has already rescued me from all my trouble. He's already triumphed over all my enemies. So listen to my prayer, O God. Don't hide yourself when I cry unto you. Hear me. Listen to me as I groan and weep beneath the burdens of all of my woes. I give my burdens to the Lord because he carries them. He will not permit the godly to slip or fall. When I put my confidence in him, I will promise, he said, to care for you. And I know this one thing. I know this. God is for me. God is for me. So I will surely do what God tells me to do. And I will thank the Lord for his help. Because he has saved me from death. I will hide beneath the shadow of his wing until this storm has passed. Because God is my strength, I will sing his praises. For God is my safety and my place of safety. Because my God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. His love is changeless for me. He will come in and he will help me. He will let me see what my wishes are upon my enemies. But for me, each and every morning, I sing out about his power and his mercy. Because my King, my Lord, the Creator God of the universe, has been my high tower. He has been my refuge. He is a place of safety in the day of my distress. And because he listens to me, even when I am far away at the ends of the earth and I cry out for help, even when my heart is faint, even when my spirit is overwhelmed, he still remains that towering rock of safety. He is my refuge, my high tower. My enemies can never reach me there. There I live forever in his tabernacle, and I'm always safe beneath the shelter of his wing. Yes. Protection and success come from God alone. Literally glory. They come from God alone. He is my refuge. He is a rock where no enemy can reach. Oh, God, how I thirst for you in this parched, weary land where there is no water. I wish I could go into your sanctuary and see your strength and glory, for your love and your kindness are better to me than life itself. How I praise you. I will bless you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayer at last. In you I'm fully satisfied, and I praise that with joy. Sometimes I lay awake at night thinking of you and how many times you've helped me, and I rejoice at night, and I hide beneath the shadow of your wings. I'm following close behind you, protected by your right arm, protected even when those plotting to destroy me go down to the depths of hell. They're doomed to die by the sword. could become food of jackals. But the godly shall rejoice in the Lord and trust and praise Him. You are the only hope of all mankind throughout the world and even far away above the sea. Those who cry out for Him, He will not abandon. Those who cry out to Him, those who confess, He listens to. He hears His prayer. He pays attention. Blessed be God who didn't turn away when I was praying and didn't refuse me His kindness and His love. Let everyone bless God and sing His praises. For He holds our lives in His hands, and He holds our feet to the path. He has captured us in His net. Yes, He has laid great burdens on us. But what a glorious Lord. He daily bears our burdens and gives us daily our salvation. Jehovah, answer my prayer for Your loving kindness. It's wonderful. Your mercy is so plentiful and so tender and so kind. We love You, for You provide us food. We praise You. We praise You in all of heaven and all of earth and all of the seas and everything in Him. For God will save Jerusalem. He rebuilds the cities of Judah. His people shall live in them and not be depossessed. Their children shall inherit the land, and all who love His name shall live there safely. I will talk to others all day long about Your justice and Your goodness. For all who try to hurt me have been disgraced and dishonored. All day long I will praise and honor You, O God, for all You have done for me. All day long, Lord, You are my refuge. You've saved me from my enemies because You are just. You rescue me. Father, incline Thine ear. Bend down Thine ear and listen to my plea. Hear my petition. And save me. Be to me a great protecting rock where I am always welcome, safe from all attacks. For You have issued the order to save me. Rescue me then, O God, from these unjust and cruel men. O Lord, You alone are my hope. I've trusted in You from childhood. Yes, You've been with me from birth and have helped me constantly. No wonder I'm always praising You. All day long I praise and honor You, O God, for all that You do and all You will do for me. You will keep guiding me all the days of my life with Your wisdom and Your counsel. And afterwards, You will receive me into Your glorious heaven. You will bring me into Your honor. This present life is only a dream. They will awaken to the truth. As one awakens from a dream, of such things that never really were. And when I saw this, what turmoil filled my heart. I saw myself so stupid and so ignorant. I must seem like an animal to you, oh God. But even so, you still loved me. And holding my right hand, in an instant, and to all, an eternity of terror. Yes, it's a slippery path we're on. Suddenly, God will send those sliding over the edge of the cliff down to their destruction. We don't call those that scoff at God and threaten his people. They speak proudly. They boast against the very heavens, and their words strut through the earth today. Even so, some of God's people are dismayed and they're confused, and sometimes they drink it all in. Psalm 73:11. Does God realize what's really going on there? Look at these men of arrogance. They never have to lift a finger. Theirs is a life of ease. And all the time their riches multiply. But I will stay with the King, because wisdom and counsel I will receive, and he will bring me into honor. But those refusing to worship God will perish. Because those who worship other gods, God will destroy. As for me, Psalm 73:28, I get as close to him as I can. I've chosen him. And I will tell everyone about the wonderful way he rescues me. Yes. He has warned the proud to cease their ignorance and their arrogance. He has told them to lower their insolent gaze, these wild beasts. He has warned them to stop being stubborn and proud. In Jehovah's hand, there is a cup of pale and sparkling wine that is in his judgment poured out upon the wicked of the earth. But as for me, I shall forever declare the praises of the God of Jacob. Is there any other as mighty as you? Because you are the God of miracles and wonders. You still demonstrate your awesome power. And when we remember that God is the rock, that the Savior was the God above all gods, we will be saved. We will dwell in the secret places of the Most High God. And God will send the armies of heaven to look down on us. And we shall live, and we shall be saved. Thank you for listening today. Be brave. Stand tall. Bless the Lord. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.